Praise God, and I thank the Lord again for every single one of you that has joined the line, and there's still more to come on, but we're going to go ahead and get started. Glory to God. Tonight I want to talk a little bit about hope and joy. We need hope. We, in a day and time which we live, we got to know that we have hope and who we have hope in. And then not only that, have joy, complete joy. That gives us the strength and knowing that if we have hope in the Word of God, we can go through with joy. Yes, there are trials, there are tribulations, challenges. But when we hope in the Word of God that there is no failure in God's Word, we can go through with joy. In Romans, I'm around the 12th chapter of Romans, and that's not our main scripture, but it's going to kind of lead right into our scripture, where Paul is teaching the people about overcoming evil with good. It's teaching them how to love one another. You know, the Word of God tells us we have to love. Jesus said, love like I have loved you. See that you love one another. See that you be kind and treat one another with respect. So I'm going to read a few verses here in Romans 12, and I'll start at the 10th verse and go down to the 13th verse. Romans 12, 10 through 13. And it says, be kindly. No, I'm going to go. Let's start at verse 9. It says, let love be without dissimulation. That means let it be real. Like Reverend Anderson always says, let it be real. Be real. Let real love be there. Okay? And abhor that which is evil. That abstain from that's evil. But cleave to that which is good. That's easy enough to understand. Be kindly affectionate one to another with brotherly love, in honor preferring one another. Wow, that sounds good, but let me tell you what, sounding and doing is two different things. Listen, be kindly affectionate one to another with brotherly love. Okay, most of us can do that. But then it says, in honor preferring one another. That means if you've got something that you really love and everything, that you want yourself, or maybe you've established a certain place or a position or something, but here's your brother and sister that you see that they have a need, but then you allow them, say, no, you go ahead. You go ahead and go ahead of me, I want you to have this. That's preferring one another, preferring your brother or sister ahead of you. Verse 11 says, not slothful in business. In other words, don't be slave. Don't be dragging your feet in business, lazy in business. Take care of business. In other words, if whatever we have to do, God expects us to do things decently and in order. Amen. Especially that we are children of God. It says, fervent in spirit, serious. Seriously serving the Lord. Verse 12 says, rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing instant in prayer, rejoicing in hope. We're going to be talking about hope tonight. Patient in tribulation. Yeah, I'm going through. And these are trials and tribulations, but yet we're still praying. We still believe in God. Instant in prayer. Praying one for the other. Encouraging each other. Being patient. That does not mean grumbling and complaining about what's going on with this ain't right, that ain't right. Well, we could do that all day long. But yet and still, think about, we're talking about hope. So if you're rejoicing in hope, you know that a change is coming. You know that things are about to change. Hallelujah. That's where your faith comes in operation. Then it says being patient in tribulation. Yes, I'm going through, but the thing is, I'm going through. We're going to come out. We're going to come out with the victory. Then it tells you continuing. That means don't stop continuing being instant in prayer. Verse 13 says, distributing to the necessity of saints, given to hospitality. I just stop right there. It just that kind of explains itself. Preferring one another, showing brotherly love, being kindly affectionate one to the other. It takes the love of Christ abiding on the inside to accomplish this. Amen. Yes, and it is so that we can do this, because otherwise the Lord wouldn't tell us to do that. He would give us the strength. There are people that it's hard to love, but He will give us the strength to love the unlovable. Amen, somebody. And that's all I'm going to say about this. But all of this together, talking about love and hope and joy, that we come together to glorify God, our Father, together, glorify Him. Yes, we are to, our lives are to lift Him up, to bring glory, honor, and praise to God, and to worship Him together. That's why I made the plea for us to come out to the corporate prayer and on Sunday morning, come together in unity, in love, one heart, one mind, in obedience to the Word of God, in obedience to the command of God, and also in obedience to the man of God who's over you as shepherd, as the under-shepherd. Amen, somebody. And that's all I'm going to say about that. But turn over to Romans 15 and 13. And I'm reading from the NIV, talking about hope and joy. This is important to go through with hope and joy. Romans 15 and 13 says, "May the God of hope fill you with all joy, fill you with all peace as you trust in Him, so that you may overflow with hope." Hallelujah. Say that with me. Overflow with hope. And how does that happen? By the power of the Holy Spirit. My God, that is so blessed. May the God, I think in the King James says, now the God of hope, right now, fill you with all joy. God knows we need that. We need not some joy. He says all joy and peace as you trust in Him. As you instant in prayer, as you show love one to the other, hallelujah, so that you may overflow with hope. Overflow, that means more than enough hope for your circumstances and somebody else's. Overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. See, it is through the redemptive blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, that you and I, the Gentiles, have access to the abundance of who God is. What is He? He's the God of love, the God of grace. He's the God of mercy, the God of patience, the God of long-suffering, the God of forgiveness, the God of redemption, the God of promises. He's the God of comfort, the God of hope, the God of peace, and the God of joy. I mean, there's so much more I probably could say, but we got to stop it right there. This is right here. We're talking that He has loved us so much while we were yet sinners, that through the shed blood of Jesus Christ, He made it possible that we can know Him in the pardon of our sins. We can know Him as the God of love and grace and mercy and peace. All of that. Yes. See, Paul considered himself the least of all the disciples. That's what he says here. He says, in fact, he said, I don't even deserve to be called an apostle because I was the one that was set out to persecute the church. I was persecuting the people of God. But he said, but it's by the grace of God. Hallelujah. Think about it. Oh, my God. But it's by the grace of God that He accepted me into the beloved. In other words, it's by the grace of God that you and I are saved. By grace are we saved through faith in Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. So therefore, Paul said, yes, I didn't deserve all this, but it's by the grace of God that I've been accepted into the beloved. He says, and therefore I am what I am. That's powerful. When you and I can say that, we can say it boastfully, but yes, humbly, because of the glory goes to God. We are what we are because of the grace and mercy of God and the forgiveness of God. Yes. See, it doesn't matter what we have done. God has forgiven our sins, and He remembers them no more. Yes, we must believe that and forgive ourselves. Some people believe that God will forgive us, but they won't forgive themselves. They keep holding on. Yeah, let that stuff go. Let it go. Praise God. When God has forgiven us our sins, He remembers them no more. Listen, the God of grace, then he welcomes us into his unconditional, that's right, unconditional love. That when he loves every single one of us. He has no respect of persons. He loves us just as we are. Come to him, he says, with all of your hang-ups, with all of your troubles, with all of your doubts and all everything, whatever it is, just come to me. Come to him, he says, and learn of him. He's the one that's going to do the work in us. Hallelujah. Praise God. And see, the God of grace, he welcomes us into his love. And then the word says, and now, right now, are we the sons and daughters of God. Because we have been made the righteousness of God through Jesus Christ. That's powerful right there. How God loves us. Oh, how he loves us. Oh, what grace. What would we do if we didn't have the mercy of God? What would we do? We wake up in the morning and didn't have the grace and the mercy. My God, well, how would we make it? How would we go through? Because he's that God of long-suffering. I say he's a God of forgiveness. Yes, he's a God of comfort. And we're talking hope, God of hope, and all joy and peace. But we can put all our dependence and trust in Jesus. He is our God of hope. So in other words, in the midst of being oppressed by the enemy, and think about like David. David was oppressed because his enemy was constantly after him. The enemy was constantly taunting him day and night. You know, David went through this. He went through it, and he even kind of questioned God, where are you, God? In other words, how long will it be before you come see about me? They are after me. They want to eat up my flesh. They want to take me. They taunt me all day and all night. Where are you, God? But then David asked himself a question. He turned around and encouraged himself. He asked the question and encouraged himself. He says, in the NIV, it says, why, my soul? Why are you downcast? Why are you saddened? He says, why are you so disturbed within me? He says, put your hope in God, for I will yet praise him, my Savior and my God. David recognized that. Why am I cast down? I have hope. We have hope. You and I, we have hope because we serve the God of hope. Hallelujah. See, that's hope in God. Despite any prevailing circumstances, that's hope in the Almighty, all-powerful, all-knowing God. We trust him to deliver whatever good that is needed and expected in order to maintain a peaceful joy. Oh, yes. See, hope affects our circumstances and brightens our outlook. Hope in God. Yes, the circumstances are very real. Yes, I'm still going through. Yes, I'm still being challenged, but I got hope. And because I have hope, my future is even brighter, knowing that if I'm going through it, God will brought me to it, he'll take me through it. Amen, somebody. Hallelujah. So, as he says in this scripture, may the God of hope fill you. Don't you want God to fill you tonight? Oh, yes. Fill me, Lord. Fill me up. He said, not with some joy, not with a little bit of joy, not a piece of joy, but God, to fill you with all joy. We don't exactly know what that is, but God, whatever it is, give it to me. Hallelujah. Say that with me. Say, God, give me all joy and all peace. In other words, you'll be able to trust him no matter what it is that we're going through. And then he's saying, in 1 Peter 1 and 8, it's saying this, whom having not seen, we haven't seen, but yet we love him, in whom though now we see not, we see him not, but yet we still believe, we are believing. So as a result, we are yet rejoicing with joy, the scripture says, unspeakable and full of glory. Receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls. Unspeakable joy, full of glory. That's where we need to get. Hallelujah. So that you, we can experience the overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Unspeakable joy. Listen, joy unspeakable is a joy inexpressible. In other words, you don't have words. There aren't even, it's beyond description. You're just incapable of expressing through words what kind of joy. In other words, take your mind back when you first received Jesus, when you first said, yes, Lord, come into my heart, and the peace and the joy that we shared, hallelujah, and the cleanliness and just the peace of God, just knowing that Jesus lives on the inside. It's talking about unspeakable, joy unspeakable. You can't even hardly express it. You just have to have been there. You just had to see how God had brought me out and delivered me. Joy, unspeakable joy. Hallelujah. It means God desires for each one of us to experience this as a continuum. In other words, continuing in, as he says, instant in prayer, instant in praising God, instant in prayer one for the other, instant in hospitality as you show forth the love of God to your brother and your sister, preferring your brother, preferring your sister ahead of you. That's talking about joy continuing in and full of glory, because God is pleased with that kind of worship, that kind of service. See, worship is more than just coming to church and praising him and falling on our knees and stretching our arms. God, I love you, I love you. But when we get done worship, it continues outside of those doors. It continues in our just our relationship with one another. It continues in relationship even with our coworkers and our neighbors and our loved ones. It continues. That's worshiping. When we walk in obedience to him, we're still yet worshiping him. God is pleased with that. That's somebody that God fills with the joy. The joy of the Lord is what gives us strength to live out this life to Jesus as unto him boldly. I say it again, the joy of the Lord is the strength that helps ourselves to go through the various trials, tests, tribulations, all that we can go through with the victory. Listen, the Word of God says we're more than conquerors through Jesus Christ who loved us. Oh, yes. So as we seek to build our relationship, you may say, well, how do I get this joy unspeakable? Again, as we seek to build our relationship, continuing instant in prayer, our relationship with the Lord, there are times when God will allow us to experience such an awesome outpouring of his Spirit, outpouring this anointing, an encounter with him that would cause our souls to soar. In other words, that we know, and others will know, that we have been with the Lord, because it's just a joy that you can't even express, but yet others can see it, can see that there's something different about you, that smile is brighter, that you even feel lighter. Yeah, the circumstance may still be heavy, but yet you're able to go through with joy. Amen. So listen, Jesus said, talking about that peace, talking about that overflowing hope and peace, he said, Jesus said, I will give you my peace. He says, not like the world gives, but he says, I will give you my peace. The kind of peace that surpasses all understanding. You can't figure that out. With the finite mind, we can't figure that kind of peace out. In other words, he says, I will give you that peace that surpasses all understanding. It'll guard your heart and your minds in Jesus Christ. Then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. His peace will guard us. Uh-huh. It will protect us and against the things that will try to pull away our hope and our faith. God the Father has afforded the believer in Jesus Christ the opportunity to experience overflowing hope and peace and joy by the power of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit lives in within us. He's the third person in the Godhead. And when we get saved, we have Jesus Christ, when he comes in and makes his abode with us, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit live and abide on the inside of us. That Holy Spirit that lives within each of us is alive and it's powerful. It is God. It's in God that you and I live and that we move and that we have our being. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. I thank God even for his word on tonight. Praise God. And just talking about having that hope, that overflowing hope and peace and joy. Amen. Praise God. So I wanted you to hear that word, receive that word, and just meditate on that word. Because if we apply that word, it's powerful. It is powerful. You will come in and you will look. I remember myself. When I first got saved, I couldn't even, there was a smile that broke out on my face from ear to ear. And I tell you, I couldn't even, I tried to wipe it away. I couldn't. I said, people are going to think I'm crazy. I'm just sitting here smiling. And because why? The unspeakable is joy unspeakable and full of glory in the Holy Spirit. I had never experienced anything like that before. But God, and you know, he's no respecter of person. What he does for one, he'll do for the other. We need the joy of the Lord. Hope and joy. That is what we're talking about tonight. Okay, what I'm going to do tonight is I'm going to open up these lines. And when I do open them up, I want you to mute your line. And if you have a prayer request, simply unmute your line and state your name and your prayer request. And hope you say it clearly and just kind of to the point, because I'm going to try to write it down so that we present this to the Lord. Is that all good? I'm going to unmute the line, and when I do, you mute yours. And for you that don't just have a regular phone, just press *6, and that will mute your line. Amen. So let's try this. Let's go ahead and do this. Going to try to go ahead and unmute this line. Hallelujah. Praise God. So we have unmuted the line, and I'm going to ask you to go ahead and mute your line. And if you have a prayer request, quickly unmute your line and then say what that is, say what your name is and your prayer request, and then mute your line back. Okay, let's go. Let's get started. Who'll be first? Make sure you mute your line.
Nikki Doyle, interview for tomorrow.
Okay, Nikki, for interview, for job interview. All right, I got it. Thank you very much, and you can mute your line back.
Linda Braxton, my son, Daniel Braxton, surgery on July the 3rd.
Okay. Yes, successful surgery on July the 3rd. All right, thank you very much. We got it. Who's next?
Ricky Watson. This is Nanny Woodson, my nephew. He's been trying to take these tests and haven't passed yet, but I know he will.
In okay.
Ricky
All
Watson.
Right. Yes, yes. And his nephews are to pass his test. Okay.
Praise
All
God.
Right. Thank you. Next.
John L. Marshall.
What's the name again?
John L.
Oh, yes, John L. Uh-huh.
And it's prayer for Jamari Woodson.
Okay. All right. We have it. Thank you.
Mother Liggins and family.
Okay. All right. We have it. Yes. Thank you very much.
Good evening. This is Douglas. I'm praying for my mother, Shirley Brown.
Yes. Okay, very good. Yes, we have that. Thank you.
Geraldine C. I'm requesting prayer for my sister, Darlene Sims.
Yes, okay. Very good. We have that. Thank you.
Sheila Booker.
Who is that?
I'm requesting from Bernard. Sheila Booker.
Yes, got it.
Booker. I'm requesting prayer for Bernard Hatcher and Don Hatcher.
Okay, yes, we have that. All right, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Anyone else?
Marquita Woodson, family.
All right. Thank you. Anyone else before we... I'm going to put in a request for my sister, Denise Sally, for healing. Okay. Anyone else? I'm going to put in here for Bishop Roy Foots.
Betty Davis and family.
Who is that?
This is Betty Davis and family.
Betty Davis and family.
For Pastor and First Lady Bolden.
Okay.
Dorothy Pear.
Okay.
Requesting prayer for my sister. She's in a terrible accident. Her bones all broken up, and she's refusing surgery. So we are, like, just lifting her up in prayer.
Yes, what is her name? What is her name?
Ella Cook.
Ella?
Ella Cook.
I got it. All right. Yes, okay. Yes. We will be praying for her, and we'll also be praying for you as well.
Thank you.
Yes. Anyone else?
This is Sheila again, digging Walter Brown.
Okay, thank you. I also have a prayer request for Minister Lena Patton for healing. Okay. All right. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Well, I'm going to thank you for being obedient, giving these prayer requests. We have here for Nikki for the job interview, for Sister Linda Braxton, and there's her son for surgery for July 3rd. We will believe in God. For Ricky Watson's nephew to pass their tests, and for John Nell, for Jamari, for Woodson, and continue healing for him. Mother Lillian's healing and her family and all those that are caretakers for her. Brother Douglas, his mom, the Shirley Brown, and Geraldine, her sister, Darlene Sims, and God will just bless and meet every need. Sister Sheila Booker, a request for Bernard Hatcher and Brother Don Hatcher in healing, and God would just strengthen them. And Sister Marquita Woodson and family, all the needs, all that God knows exactly what the needs are. Praise God. My sister Denise Sally for the healing of her knees and all that God has for her for healing, that she will experience that. Praise God. We believe in God for Bishop Roy Foots. He complete healing for him and Sister Laura Foots. And God will just give her the strength as she works and labors to take care of her husband. Sister Betty Ann Davis and family, we believe in God. Hold it on with that hope and joy, strengthening. Sister Dorothy Pear, God bless her and all that her prayer requests are. In for her sister, Sister Ella Cook, that was in that bad car accident. God, you know, he knows all about it. Healing for her. Oh, my God. Sheila requesting also for Deacon Walter Brown, healing for him. God knows. He knows exactly what he needs. Praise God. Praise God. And also for our minister, Pastor Lena Patton, for healing at the things that she's going through. So thank you all for those prayer requests. Right now, I'm going to turn it over to Pastor Ollie Bolden, and these requests we're going to go before the Lord. And even though I don't want to forget myself, and healing for my knees, healing for my feet, that God give me this strength, hallelujah, to go through and go through with the victory. Amen. So, Pastor Ollie, you right now is your opportunity to pray.
Amen.
Father, we just give you glory. We give you honor. God, all of these prayer requests, as Lady B had called all of the names and all of the prayer requests out, Father, we just thank you. We thank you because you've given us an opportunity to come into the throne room of grace and bring our petition to you. Father, we thank you for listening to us. First of all, thank you for listening to us. And then, God, I thank you that you're going to answer our prayers because you said what things soever we desire when we pray, believe that we have them and we shall have them. You also said where there's two or three touching and agreeing in your name, you are in the midst to bless the needed one. Father, we agree together tonight that all of these names, all of these prayer requests, Father, we bring before you. We lay it at your feet, Father. God, we ask you just to continue to meet the needs of your people. God, you see the bodies that is aching and pain. You see the hurt, God, that people are going through. God, we can't make it without you. We can't do the stuff without you. But God, with you, we can do all things through Christ that gives us strength. So, God, we ask you to stretch forth your mighty hands right now as we lay hands on all of these prayer requests, God. God, we ask you right now to fix it, God, that work it out in the name of Jesus. We ask for you to lead and guide and direct. Oh, Lord God, we thank you for tonight, God. We trust you. We stand upon your word, God. You are a great big God. Hallelujah. You are a great big God, God. You're not some small God. You are a great big God. Oh, Father God, we ask you for big things because you are a great big God, and we trust you and believe you. Everyone that need healing, we lay our hands on these prayer requests. In the name of Jesus, Sister Grace Ann Jackson, we praying for her that God, you bring complete healing to her in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord God, stretch forth your mighty hands right now. I don't have to send you nowhere because you're already there. You're already there, God. You live in us. You move in us, God. So, God, we ask you to meet the needs, God. Let our faith stretch tonight. Let us stretch our faith tonight and believe you. Not looking at the circumstances, but look above the circumstances and look to him that can have power over all circumstances. God, we give you the glory tonight. Encourage somebody tonight. Oh, my God, encourage their hearts tonight. Oh, God, lift people up. Oh, God, those that have surgery, brain, you brought them through it. Now give them complete healing in their body. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we thank you right now. We thank you for healing right now. We thank you for deliverance right now. We thank you for joy right now. We thank you for peace right now. God, we believe you because we believe you. We ask you. We believe you. We stand on it. We trust you. And we thank you for it. In the name of Jesus. Have your way, God. Oh, God, I bless your name tonight. We're praying for Reverend Anderson, the God, the problem that she have with her shoulders and things. But God, bring complete healing to her. Complete healing to your people in the name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. You said when you call upon you, I will say, here I am. God, you're listening to us tonight. Thank you for that, God. Thank you for listening to us. Thank you for hearing us. And thank you for answering our prayer. In the name of Jesus, we give you the glory. If you believe it tonight, I want you to give God praise right where you are. Hallelujah. Come off of mute and I want you to give God praise, right? The praise. Give God the honor. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you trust God, if you believe in God for the victory, whatever the prayer request is tonight, I want you to give God the glory for it. Hallelujah. We thank you for it in advance, Lord. In advance, we thank you. In advance, we glorify you. In advance, we magnify you. Oh, God, we honor you tonight. We honor you. Holy Spirit, move. Move, Holy Spirit. Move all over the place. Move all over these prayer requests. Move in the homes tonight. Those that are on this line, move in their lives tonight in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We honor you tonight. We give you glory and we give you praise. We give you praise. We give you praise. We give you praise. We're looking above the circumstances. And we're looking to you, God. We're looking to you in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. Amen. Give them one more shout of praise. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you for the answer. Yes, God. We thank you, Lord. We bless you, Lord. God, hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, we thank you. Thank you, Pastor Bolden, for just for that powerful, powerful prayer. Praise God. I believe God heard our request. I believe he heard our petition, and I believe we receive what we have asked for. Amen? Glory to God. And we believe God. Hallelujah. So we thank God for every one of you that have taken the time to come on this Dream Team prayer line. Praise God. Believe and receive, knowing that we have hope and go through all that we go through with hope and joy. Amen. And we just thank God for all of you, and we pray that you continue to be blessed. Continue, like we, as we said, instant in prayer, praying one for the other, showing hospitality, helping your brother, your sister, prefer them ahead of you. Glory to God, and he will sustain us. So with that said, we thank you again for being on the line, and we pray that God will bless you. You will have a blessed night, a wonderful night rest, and praise God that the Lord will take us through and will wake us at the appointed time. So we thank you again for being on the line, and we pray that God will meet all of our needs. Thank you so much. May God bless you and heaven continue to smile on you. Amen. Glory to God. The joy of the Lord is our strength. With that said, I'm going to say good night and be blessed.
Good night.
Bye-bye.
Good night.
Good night.